This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. In our lab testing of raw materials for organic superfoods and products, we are seeing a kind of a wave recently of certified organic products having high glyphosate. And a sample that I just saw today was organic wheatgrass that had about 487, I believe, parts per billion, or maybe it was 486 parts per billion glyphosate. Now, this we spent a couple of years developing a glyphosate testing method. But along with that, we developed sample prep techniques that I believe are the best in the industry. In other words, they are the most sensitive. They recover the most glyphosate that can be reported. And as a result, a lot of the foods that might not show high levels with a typical lab prep technique, if you use our technique, it's going to show higher levels because more of the glyphosate is getting pulled out of the sample and into the water. We use water as a solvent because water is compatible with glyphosate molecules, with the polarity, it dissolves in water, it's soluble, pH is good, everything. So I think our technique pulls out a lot more glyphosate than many other techniques. And we're publishing our technique, by the way, as well, so other labs can follow it if they wish. And our technique does not use what's called post-column derivatization, by the way, which means that we can take the water extract from the food samples and we can run it directly on the instrument without having to do any kind of alteration or compound molecules with additional chemicals. That's called post-column derivatization. Anyway, we don't have to do that. So our technique is very good. But as a result, it's giving us a glimpse into the industry that is even shocking me. I had no idea that so many organic products were contaminated with glyphosate. We're seeing this in many, many organic products. I don't want to say yet exactly what they are, because I want to, actually my goal is to do about 1,000 products and really compile a very good statistical analysis of which foods that are organic happen to tend to be high in glyphosate. But there are a lot of them. And it reminds me that the USDA organic program is increasingly taken over by big ag, and it is increasingly meaningless. Now, I've always been a strong supporter of organics, but even then, I've always known that the organic certification program does not certify a result. In other words, growing organic food does not require you to test your food after you grow it. There's no testing required. Did you know that? Not for heavy metals, not even for pesticides or herbicides. It's what's required is to engage in a process that prohibits the spraying of your food crops with certain chemicals. But as long as you follow that process of avoiding the prohibited chemicals being added, then you can use, for example, irrigation water that is heavily contaminated with pesticides and herbicides. So what I suspect is happening, this is just from my knowledge as a food scientist and lab scientist and understanding the food industry and the deceptions in the industry and so on. What I believe is happening is that many crops are being irrigated with, river water, municipal water, or I should say, well, not like treated city water, but reclaimed water. In California, for example, there's a lot of reclaimed water, and even in Arizona's agriculture, river water. And this river water is contaminated with glyphosate runoff that's sprayed on non-organic crops. And glyphosate, because it is so water-soluble, it easily runs into rivers and streams, and there it persists as a penetrative type of molecule. It tends to penetrate everything because it's so small. And again, it's water soluble, so it goes everywhere that water goes. So that when farmers downstream are irrigating their organic crops. They're complying with organic standards. They're not spraying pesticides and herbicides, but they're irrigating. And they're irrigating with, you know, ditch water or canal water or river water. They're irrigating with the water that they have, and that water is contaminated with glyphosate. And I believe this is how we're seeing glyphosate in many organic products. And the levels we're seeing are, frankly, becoming quite concerning in certain cases. You know, the one I mentioned today, wheatgrass that's organic, is almost 500 parts per billion or nanograms per milliliter. That's pretty high as far as I'm concerned, in terms of our standards anyway. We wouldn't sell that product. That's much higher than what we would sell. In our book, the A rating is 100 parts per billion. Anything higher than that actually becomes a B or C or D or F. Now, the 100 nanograms per milliliter is the EU standard for most foods, but not beans and legumes and things like garbanzo beans and green lentils and I think pinto beans and things like that. For those foods, the EU allows in just crazy insane levels, like 30 parts per million, which is, you know, orders of magnitude higher. And the reason they allow that is because there's so much glyphosate contamination in certain crops that nothing could be sold if they didn't set those standards way high. So if you go buy lettuce, you know, the limit in the EU is 100 parts per billion. If you go buy green lentils, it's 30,000 parts per billion. You see what I'm saying? Or something in that range. And so when it comes to organics, the organic certification by the USDA doesn't mean that the food has been tested for glyphosate or that it doesn't contain any glyphosate. And it's shocking to me, as a food scientist, as someone who's running the lab tests and doing the necessary science on all the correct lab instruments, you know, using a triple quad mass spec for this and using, you know, ISO accredited lab techniques and so on, to find that there's massive glyphosate contamination in organic foods. And right now we are doing so many tests on our own raw materials lots and our finished products that we've had very little capacity to test off the shelf products. So really what we're seeing so far is just little samples from lots that we've been sent to see if we were interested in buying them. But I fear that when we start really ramping up the testing of off the shelf products, and when we go to Whole Foods and we take samples from their buffet, for example, or if we just go to some grocery store and we just start buying organic, gluten-free snacks and crackers and cookies and whatever, I have a feeling we're going to see some really persistent, crazy levels of glyphosate in everything. I mean, I've already seen in rolled oats, even organic oats, I've seen high levels. We've tested some couple of breakfast cereals and it was in the hundreds of parts per billion in just a couple that we were testing almost for fun. I'm telling you, the glyphosate saturation of the food supply is much worse than I suspected early on. At first, I think it's because our methods have gotten better over time, but at first I wasn't seeing this much glyphosate. And I did some tests for glyphosate in beer, but the good news there is that I know that was accurate because those were liquid samples. The improvements that we've made is in the extraction techniques from solids. So it's the solids now where we're starting to see a lot higher levels of glyphosate, especially in organics, or I guess we have been for the past several months. But it's just it's a wave of organic but contaminated products. And it just goes to show you that the organic certification is almost meaningless at this point. I mean, we've seen high lead in organic products, high cadmium. We've seen arsenic. We've seen, you know, glyphosate. You know, organic just seems to be meaningless. Sadly, it's been watered down or taken over. You know, it's kind of like a greenwashing thing now. To the point where when I see the USDA organic label, even though I used to believe that really meant something, now I don't think it means anything. Especially if it's organic from China, then it's just a fraud. So sadly, the USDA has totally failed. And sadly, organic, it doesn't mean anything. And we're seeing that in the lab. I mean, I've seen lower levels of glyphosate in non-organic foods than I have in many organic products. It's just incredible. But stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And also, of course, you can hear my podcasts at brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative for free speech. And read food.news for daily updates on the food industry and food testing results. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.